Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
How you say a cessation? Is that how you say that word?
Cessation, yes.
I don't see the word.
C-E-S-S.
Oh, there it is.
Cessation?
Cessation, yes.
Can we get a definition?
And Chris Ello.
It's an operation that allows a baby to be born without getting...
No, that's a C-section.
Oh.
That's a C-section, Chris.
My bad. It's off.
We're not a science show.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Happy hour. Welcome to it. 6:01 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Gwynn and Chris sailing along for another hour here on 97.3 The Fan. Guess what's out, Tony Gwynn Jr.?
What's that? It's not on there.
There you are. ESPN weekly power rankings.
For?
Baseball.
Will you stop, Chris?
Stop what?
You raked me through the coals about the power rankings and how stupid they are, and now you just bring them up all the time.
I'm going to prove how stupid they are.
After
we're done visiting with Dieter Kurtenbach of the Bay Area News Group, he joins us right now on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Dieter, always great to have you on the program with the Padres headed up that way this weekend. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. I am number one on my own power
rankings. Number one on his own power rankings. That's a good place to put yourself. Scraby puts himself 28th, so that's why we have a little differing of opinion on that. I want to get to a bunch of other stuff because we've talked about the Giants all day, but at least get your take on the start of the Giants and how surprising it is and how long it's sustainable.
Yeah, I'm looking here at the ESPN power rankings, and they're apparently number five. Hey, listen, this is a competent baseball team. They're 18-13. I highly doubt that they lead the National League West that much longer, but I think that the expectations of the gap between them and San Diego and the Dodgers, that expected gap is not as large as maybe we thought it out to be. I still believe there's a gap, though, a pretty sizable one. But they're going to be around 500. And if they continue to pitch the way that they've pitched with their starting rotation, they are smacking the ball around. They got two different lineups, lefty-righty lineup. They got injuries left and right, and they're still able to sort of persevere. They're going to have some guys get called up here middle later in the season that should provide some bop as well. This could be an above 500 team. This could be a team that hangs out in that 85 to 90 win range. And that's probably good enough to get themselves maybe into a one game playoff. And that was kind of the high bar for them going into this year. And I think that it's fair to say that bar, I don't think it should be raised, but that bar doesn't look so ridiculous, right?
Yeah, Dieter, that's the interesting part. You mentioned the two different lineups, and they are basically playing matchup baseball pretty much from inning one. They came down here, and I think somebody left the game early at some point and for the Padres. And they went ahead and immediately substituted the lefties and righties out, and or the lefties or righties out, and it works for them. And they seem to have built their team. They one of the few teams I've seen come in that has five actual position players on their bench as opposed to four in the extra pitcher. They use these matchups to their benefit.
Yeah, I've been calling it the platoon saloon for the last couple of years here. And let's be real. I mean, we got the Oakland A's just up the street from me here in the East Bay. This is the way that the A's have had to play baseball for a while. This is the way the Tampa Bay Rays play baseball. This is the way that you do it if you're a small market team. Now, you might be rolling your eyes and thinking, the San Francisco Giants, small market team. You're right. That's ridiculous. But this is the school that Farhan Zaidi, the director of baseball operations, came from, right? He came from the Oakland A's. Then he went over to the Dodgers, and they built up that system through these same principles with Andrew Freeman coming over from Tampa. This is the blueprint. This is the playbook. And they're doing it a bit more extreme, but there are also expectations to win, right? The Giants have to get better each and every year in order to get, you know, their hands on that purse from ownership and get some of the free agents, which takes them to the next level and really competing with the Dodgers and the Padres in the National League West. So this is the way that they do it. And I've made the joke now a couple of times here in the Bay Area. They got a whole bunch of randos on this team, man. We all love baseball. We watch it day in and day out. And Giants fans are always a bit perturbed when I say this because, you know, they care about the guys literally who are at single A right now. But, man, there are a bunch of random dudes on this team that no one would have expected are putting up good, solid numbers when they're put in the right situations. And this is how you build a team when you are in an egregiously bad spot. No farm system, a team that's getting worse and worse and worse by the year, and is expensive. I mean, Farhan Zaidi took over probably the worst situation in baseball, and the way that you start building – is you start building with the farm, and they've done that. They have one of the top five farm systems, no question about it. And two, you start building from the 25th man up on that roster, and you tinker. And if you have to move, you know, through four left fielders in a month to find a guy who might stick around, so be it. You end up with a guy like a Mike Yastrzemski, who no one had ever heard of, and was a rando, and is now no longer a rando. And then you get a guy like Donovan Solano, who you're thinking, who the hell's Donovan Solano? No longer a rando, a silver slugger, a guy who's going to give you 20 home runs a year. You already have Posey, you already have Belt, you already have Crawford. They've all bought into the new coaching staff that Zaidi has put in as well, sort of that Dodgers development model. And they're having monster years. And it's all kind of clicking, and that's not even to get to the pitchers, who it's easy enough to pitch at Oracle Park in the summer at night, man. I mean, that is the best place to be a pitcher known to man, especially if you're a fly ball pitcher. But they are really working with these guys, and they're hammering anything other than fastballs. That's what you throw, and that's the Tampa Bay Rays, right? They'll throw you 100 sliders in a row. That's the Oakland A's. They will never throw you anything straight. That's the way we do baseball now in this modern age. The Padres certainly do it as well. We've seen the great burst with Musgrove and how they've changed up his arsenal and how he's gone to a whole another level, obviously. This is the way they play, and it's going to be really interesting moving forward, guys, because you have two really good teams in that division, two of the best teams, if not the two best teams in baseball. And then I think that this Giants team in due time, I don't know if it's end of this year, next year, a year after that, they're coming, and they got money to spend. They haven't spent squat on squat in years. They have been printing cash, getting ready to make a splash with a Trevor Story or I don't know who else. This team, I would not bet against them moving forward. I think the National League West is about to become, as competitive as it is, about to go to a whole other level because the Giants look like they've kind of gotten over a Rubicon.
They want to join the party, and it looks like they've joined it a little early. Dieter Kurtenbach from the Bay Area News Group, our guest here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Dieter, it's Willie Mays' 90th birthday today. That's got to be a reason for celebration in the Bay Area. Just if you can touch on what he means to that region and just having him around the Giants. I mean, we feel it here in San Diego. I mean, both Tony and I put him right at the top, greatest of all time, and it's great to still have him as an ambassador for the game.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, listen, it's been like a holiday around here. I'm pretty sure that Mr. Mays, and by the way, if you know Willie enough, you have enough reverence to refer to him as Mr. Mays, which is something I do very infrequently throughout professional sports. In fact, I think most guys who do stuff like that are kind of bootlickers. But in this case, Mr. Mays certainly deserves that level of respect. And I underestimated. I'm sure he's a little bit like, okay, calm down, everybody. You know, I still got plenty of years left here. Everybody knows what kind of a player he was, at least around these parts. The legend still is told and passed down from generation to generation. It's so great to have him at the ballpark frequently. I've been lucky enough to meet him a half dozen times and spend some time with him. He's still all the way there mentally. He's still whip smart. We have been extremely blessed here in the Bay Area when we talk about the best who have ever rolled through this region, where you got Mays and Bonds and Ricky Henderson, and you got Steph Curry and Wilt Chamberlain, and oh yeah, Rice, Tana, and all those great 49ers. It's a preponderance of talent. No market in America should be this fortunate. But if you want to talk about who the best of all time is, and you don't include Willie Mays in that conversation with baseball and with, you know, Bay Area athletes, you're doing everybody a disservice, because as time goes on, we just realize more and more how great he was. And there was no question in the time that he was playing and in the time post-retirement that he was the greatest to do it since Babe Ruth. So what more is there to say?
He's one of the few that the new statistics, the new cyber matrix, he still fits in
still
the
works.
Exact same spot that he was before they came about. Dieter, I got to ask you about your favorite squad, the Oakland Athletics. They continue after getting off to an abysmal start. They win 13 straight, I believe it was. And then now they're sitting atop the American League West, which is really all jumbled up right now. I mean, Seattle's the number two team right now. And I know it's only May 6th. Houston sitting there at third, Texas in fourth, and the Angels sitting last. But they're all within four games, at least Anaheim's within four games of first place. What are we to make of the American League West? What are we to make of Oakland? Is this the same old Oakland that we see the last three, 4 years?
Yep. In fact, it might be a little bit worse.
might be worse.
I'm not even kidding. Like, listen, they're a good team. There's no question about it. But, like, I wouldn't go to Vegas right now and put down a World Series bet on them. I mean, it's just every single year they're held together with shoestring and bubble gum, man. This is just how it works when you're with the Oakland Days. And this year, it doesn't feel like the bubble gum has that much stick. And when they came out of the gates cold as ice, I'm just thinking about the bad vibes that had to have been going on at spring training, which we weren't invited to, of course. But just the bad vibes of you lose a guy like Marcus Semien, you lose arguably your best hitter last year, Robbie Grossman. You don't have, you know, the full complement in your bullpen. Liam Hendricks is gone. And you bring in Trevor Rosenthal, and oh yeah, Trevor Rosenthal's injured. So congratulations, the Oakland A's are writing a check for a guy who ain't even playing for them, which I'm sure they love to do. They love writing checks so much, they're totally comfortable with that. And then, of course, they do the most Oakland A's thing known to man and just rattle off 13 in a row, and it barely makes any waves. It is the same old Oakland A's. They're going to, you know, strike out a ton. They're going to hit a ton of doubles, a ton of home runs. Laureano and Chapman and Olson are going to be absolutely incredible with the glove. And they're going to find, like, two random starting pitchers that no one had ever heard of and, you know, had, like, a 7 ERA in AA. And they're going to call those guys up, and suddenly they're going to look like superstars because you get to pitch at the Oakland Coliseum at night in the summer when the air is thicker than ice cream. And it's just – it's one of these things, man, where they'll get to September and maybe they win a series. This year probably, you know, not, just given the way that the playoffs are going back to being structured. And they lose a couple more players the next year, and we just continue this cycle forever and ever. And then eventually they're in Portland or Las Vegas because they're not getting this ballpark built. So, same old A's to answer your question.
A's are the same. All right. We can always count on Dieter there. Before I let you go, Dieter, I have to tell you that one of the three of us on NFL draft day was crying so bad at the 49ers selection that we actually had to give him tissue during the show.
Were they happy tears?
No, they were tears, upset tears of excruciating pain. Mr. Scraby could not believe that the 49ers would draft Trey Lance. What say you about that selection?
Did he want them to take Mac Jones? Was that the idea?
Scraby, speak for yourself, please.
No, have, no. Have I met the only person who wanted Mac Jones to actually go to the 49ers?
No, it was not me. That was not. I'm not the one person that wanted Mac Jones. Yeah, I did like Justin
Kyle
Fields.
You and Kyle Shanahan. I like Justin Fields, too. And I'm with you. Fields was my QB2 by a long shot. But there... I don't think the full story's out on him yet, and there had to have been something that scared off every team in the end. When the Denver Broncos, who are starting Drew Locke from my great alma mater, the University of Missouri, but I watched every game Drew Locke played at Missouri, and I've watched a lot of his Broncos games. Drew Locke is not the answer, and if they're going to start him in Denver instead of drafting Justin Fields when they had the chance, that tells you something. Now, maybe they get Aaron Rodgers, but I don't think that they're thinking that far down the line there. There's something on Fields, man. I don't know what it was. Long delivery. Maybe it's that every rib in his body was broken by Alabama. I don't know. But every team in the NFL was like, not so much for us. And the Chicago Bears, who are in the ultimate stage of desperation, were like, we'll do it. Fine. No problem. So that tells me a lot. That I haven't even heard the name Justin Fields come out of Kyle Shanahan's mouth for more than a month.
Yeah.
And they were considering Mac Jones over Justin Fields. I don't think that's right. Again, I'm with you. Justin Fields at 3, I think, would have been a great pick. But there's something that I don't know. And I don't like giving deference to people that maybe haven't earned it yet. But on this one, man, that Carolina's passing. You got, the Bears only had to move up one spot. Nobody was calling to try to make something happen in the top 10. The Saints were looking for a quarterback. They couldn't get in. There's something there, man, that I hope Justin Fields goes and just has this all-pro career and is totally awesome. As a boy from Chicago, that would be really cool to see all my friends happy that the Bears finally have a quarterback. But this Trey Lance guy, let me tell you, I was down on him because of the level of competition, but this dude has that Josh Allen, Cam Newton type of body. And if you're looking to hedge for the future as an NFL team, especially when you got a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo who can't stay healthy, I'm going to want the biggest, strongest, fastest dude. Because honestly, I think the entire sport, if it isn't already going this way, it's about to, which is just get your best athlete the ball as much as possible on offense. That's what we've been seeing at the high school levels for years now. We're seeing it at the college level more and more and more. And I think the NFL level, I think, with the Allen, with the Lamar Jackson, with all these great athletes at quarterback, we're going to be seeing it across the league. It's going to become ubiquitous. It's going to become necessary. And you can't tell me that Trey Lance, for all the questions I have about, the competition level at North Dakota State, for all the questions I have about if he maybe just puts his head down too much and decides to roll over dudes, which you can do at North Dakota State, but I doubt you're going to do it in the NFC West. For all of those questions, that dude's a hoss. He is a 21-year-old hoss. And if I got to find somebody to stick the wagon that is my team to, I want it on top of the hoss. Because, frankly, Jimmy Garoppolo has not been pulling that wagon. He is part of the cart. He is not the horse. And, man, Fields, he is a spectacular-looking athlete. And I bet he starts sooner rather than later because you can't have both of those guys out on the practice field at the same time and then try to convince your team that they should stick with duck throwing Jimmy Garoppolo over Trey Lance, who's going to knock out one of the buildings in San Jose with one of his throws.
Wow, Scraby, that was quite the endorsement of a guy you cried over on draft day.
I did not cry over him. I had a meltdown.
You cried in the car.
Do you want to play Dieter a little of your meltdown before we let him go?
No, I
oh my goodness.
We still have it on tape.
I don't have it ready to go. I don't. But trust me, it was a good meltdown.
Thank you, Dieter, as always.
Thanks,
man.
Dieter.
Appreciate
good
you coming.
Anytime, guys.
All right, have a good time. Appreciate it. We'll catch up with you soon. Dieter Kurtenbach there from the Bay Area News Group on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. We still have our daily gambit stuff to go over today. We'll do that and some more happy hour fun with Gwen and Chris on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
6:24 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello. We've got about two segments to go. Chris.
Yes, sir.
Talking power rankings. Never got into that.
I was. I think the power rankings are silly and ridiculous. For proof of that, this week's rankings are out from ESPN.com for Major League Baseball, and guess who the top two teams are in baseball?
Who are the top two teams?
Well, the number one team is in third place in their division.
That'd be Dodgers.
That's the Dodgers. The number two team is in second place in their division.
That'd be Padres.
That's Padres. Still number two in the baseball power rankings, despite all of the apparent struggles that the Padres are having. So, I mean, why even play the games if you're just going to power rank those? I mean, I'm not saying they aren't the best two teams in baseball, but it's interesting that based on how they're playing right now, neither. I mean, the Padres are playing all right. Dodgers are playing terrible. They've lost 13 out of 17 games. I don't know how many more they'd have to lose to drop out of the number one spot. Maybe they'll never drop out of the number one spot.
I guess this is a case of being able to see the forest through the trees.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's what this is.
Yeah. I'm just not a power ranking fanatic, as I've mentioned.
That's certainly true, because this one actually is to the Padres' benefit, and you're still like,
yeah,
doesn't make any sense to you.
Not really.
Yeah,
no. I mean, I don't think they're playing like the second best team in baseball right now. They might eventually be that,
right,
but I mean,
right,
to me, the power rankings, if you're going to really do something,
especially
like
since
that,
they move every week, right? You're giving a new one. This should
The Padres and Dodgers stayed put.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that neither of them have really been on any kind of street. Anyway, that's enough of my power ranking conversation. Scraby, I think, came up with the idea of power rankings because he gets so upset.
Did you get paid for that,
Scraby?
Did you get paid for that? Because everybody uses your idea now.
No, I didn't get paid for it. It wasn't my idea.
But you get so angry every time I say I don't like the power rankings.
Well, because
you lose your mind.
Here
he goes.
You called me an idiot.
There he goes.
You literally called me an idiot for following the power rankings.
There he goes. Flipping out.
What kind of idiot would follow the power rankings? I am an idiot.
That is a true story. I do remember that.
Did I really say that?
You did.
Kind of glad I did.
We had a caller.
Yes.
Who's on the line?
Mark.
Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Mark, welcome to Gwynn and Chris. Yeah. Happy Thursday to you.
Oh, I'm glad you all are having a great time.
We do.
You're all in a good mood, and I love that.
What's on your mind?
Okay, here's what's on my mind. I'm totally in Chris's corner there with Tommy Pham. I called other talk show hosts, and I say, just be patient. This guy is a master hitter, 270, 367 OBP. This guy knows what he's doing. Leave, get off his back. That's what I would say to those people.
No.
Okay.
I hope you're right. I hope you're eventually right, Mark.
Yes, I think I am right. But I've been wrong before. Maybe I don't think so, though. Anyway, talking about the Padres' lack of production, you know, their low batting averages and everything. Well, God, that's understandable. They have faced twice the first three starters for the Dodgers. They faced Woodruff and Burns for the Brewers, just happened to catch both of those guys. And the Giants have a good pitching staff. So you throw all that in, and this is what I got. Oh, let's not forget, even though Pittsburgh is a below-average team, they have three bright spots on that team. Anderson, Brubaker, and that super closer. And the Padres have faced each one of those pitchers four of the seven games they played them.
Yeah. Listen, there's no doubt that the Padres have faced some tough pitching to start. And I think that's, you know, part of what the Dodgers are going through is they're kind of seeing the same thing. They ran into the same Padre pitching. And I think that kind of put their offense into the tailspin that it's in now. But that's what good pitching does. Good pitching, unlike, you know, in basketball, you know, good offense will beat good defense all day long, right? But in baseball, good pitching generally wins that matchup against good hitting every time, for the most part. I'd say 8 out of 10 times good pitching wins those matchups.
The one thing I would say, just and it's a good phone call, Mark, and I appreciate you, somebody out there supporting Tommy Pham along with myself, because I feel like I'm kind of on an island out here. The one thing I would say about the Padres' struggles offensively is, yes, they have faced some good pitching, but the other night they did face a guy with an 8.20 ERA,
who's
Mitch
that?
Keller.
Oh,
and
yeah,
he
that
shut
one.
Them down pretty good, too.
I saw some good memes going around that day.
Yeah, I'm sure there were some people that were probably frustrated with that. I mean, when you go face a guy with an ERA, it's early in the season. Mitch Keller is obviously not that bad of a pitcher. But
I mean, this is the same guy that they had like 6 of 7 hits off of, were extra base hits in Pittsburgh. That last game.
And then
game
just
where
out of
exploded.
Nowhere, he completely stoned them for 6 innings the other night.
Somebody sent Jesse and I a meme of, it was a picture of Keller.
Yeah.
And then it was a picture of somebody like wiping their glasses. And then when they put their glasses back on, it was DeGrom out on the mound.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, that's who they made him look that good the other night. So that's a little bit of a frustration. But I'm not worried about their hitting coming around. I think the best call of the day was that guy Chris, not because of his name, but because of what he said. And what he said was, if they keep playing bad defense and you know, not up to snuff defense,
and they don't have,
and if they don't get
five.
Their 4 or 5 pitchers healthy, they're not going to be able to sustain this. And I think he's absolutely right, but because I think the hitting is going to be there, the bullpen's obviously going to be there if they're not overtaxed. And the beginning of the rotation with Darvish and Musgrove, and I think still Snell, are fine. So those are the real question marks, not the fact that they're not hitting. As I mentioned earlier, there's not a single team in the National League hitting 250. None, zero, kaput. And I believe the word I once used that you guys didn't understand was bubkas.
Yes, bubkas.
Yeah. How many teams have 250 average in the National League? Bubkas.
Bubkas.
Yeah, so there you have it. Padres will get it turned, I'm pretty sure, offensively. As long as the other thing follows suit, they'll be all right. Hey, let me give these tickets away, Tony, real quick.
Go for it.
Luke Bryan's Proud to Be Right Here Tour. It's coming to North Highland Credit Union Amphitheater September 23rd of this year. Tickets and information are available at LiveNation.com, or you can call us right now. 833-288-0973. Call in right now. First person to call in with the correct answer to today's Luke Bryan trivia question will win the two tickets. It's the easiest question of all time, as long as you were listening to the Big Five earlier in the show. What baseball umpire did we talk about in the Big Five today? What baseball umpire did we talk about in the Big Five today? First person with the correct answer to that question, 833-288-0973. You're on your way to see Luke Bryan.
All right, let's step away, pay some bills. When we come back, we'll wrap the show up. In case you missed our interview earlier on with Alex Pavlovich of NBC Bay Area Sports, you'll be able to catch it here. Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3, The Fan.
Winner of the Luke Bryan tickets, Matt, called in with the correct answer. A couple of people called in and guessed Joe West. Those people were not listening to the Big Five today because we didn't talk about Cowboy Joe and the
Cowboy
Big
was
Five
looking
today.
Slim out there, man.
Cowboy's getting slimmed back in back in shape. He was funny last night. The answer was Angel Hernandez was the umpire we were talking
Angel
about.
Angel Hernandez is in midseason form.
Yep, and he was the answer to the question. So Matt cashed in on the Luke Bryan tickets. Enjoy the concert, Matt. There was a funny play in the, I think it was the ninth inning last night. Todd Frazier was at bat, and he hit a ground ball that for some reason ricocheted off his foot and then picked up speed.
It stayed
fair, too.
Carried
down the third baseline, hit the bag, bounced up in the air, rolled down the third baseline. Home plate umpire, everybody said foul ball because it was off his foot. Cowboy Joe didn't get the message, though. He signaled fair ball. And it was just nice and casual, fair ball. And I gotta tell you, I felt for Jesse and you guys last night on the radio call. Final out of the game. You know, you want to make it dramatic, right? I'm sure. I mean, I'm speaking for Jesse here, but having called a few games in my life, I mean, you want to make it dramatic. And the last out, guy hits a ground ball there, and Ha-Seong Kim throws him out at first base. Game over. Padres win, except for the first base umpire says, no, Eric Hosmer came off the bag. And so Jesse had to go, wait a second, they called him safe. Eric Hosmer's looking around like, this isn't even an argument.
Right. Like, he immediately was like,
this is ridiculous.
Give
me
a break. Gave the
problem was the Padres had just used their challenge on the previous play. Right?
Yeah, listen, let me tell you
what
I saw.
So there was almost a bit of a problem in the sense that they didn't have another challenge right there.
Now, obviously, I'm way up in the press box.
Yeah.
But the whole time, I'm watching the crew chief.
Yeah.
Which is Joe West.
Yeah. What Cowboy do?
And Cowboy Joe is scary sometimes because I thought it was almost like he was telling the umpires, like, don't come over here. You guys need to talk about this first before you come to my way, because there's no challenge to be had here. This
yes,
has got to be
they
a
can't
crew,
challenge. This
has to be a crew chief basically challenge. So it was almost like he was saying, you guys know what the protocol is. Don't
you
come
you
guys
over better
here.
Come over don't, here and tell me that we need a crew
right,
chief challenge.
Right. Don't
that's
panic.
What you better tell
right,
me.
Right. Don't panic.
Yeah.
And start running over here. He's pointing. I was like, uh-oh, what's Joe doing? Sure
yeah,
enough.
Because he was worried.
They got together, then they came to him, and then he got the headphones.
And then they got the crew chief challenge. Because
yeah.
if they didn't have the crew chief challenge, the Padres would have been stuck with that bad call.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the Pirates would have had two men on with two outs in the ninth inning. But I don't know. Look, umpires get calls wrong from time to time, and that's why we have the replay. I don't really there's a couple things I totally agree with Jesse on. My biggest one I agree with him on is who cares what the call was on the field?
It should not
that
matter.
That drives me nuts. You're either safe or you're out, and if you go to replay, let's discuss whether it's safe or out, fair
from
or foul,
the replay.
Home run or double. Who cares what was called?
Doesn't matter.
Jesse's so right about that, and he screams it from the top of his lungs every time.
The other thing
right.
Jesse talks about is why not explain the call?
Yes,
the NBA
give them a microphone.
They go to the replayer, hey, we're going to check such and such, and then we all have an idea what we're looking for.
In baseball, they just point to the bag.
Right.
And everybody's like, what did that mean?
Wait, no, they point to the bag, and they either give the out sign
right.
or they give the safe sign. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, but what did you see?
What did you look at?
Right, because the people in the ballpark don't get the 25
no.
different angles that we get at home.
No.
So they don't know what
not
the decision
only that,
is.
They don't get any words. Like, even when you're watching the 25 angles, you get to hear,
yeah.
on TV, you get to hear Mudd and Don kind of give their perspective on what they're
right.
seeing.
Yeah.
You get none of that. You just get a bunch of angles at the stadium.
Yeah. Even the National Hockey League's officials
yeah.
have
yeah.
a microphone.
Gary Bettman got that right?
Yeah, he got that right. And
what?
You know what's funny? They're announcing to nobody because there's
nobody
in the stands.
Right.
But they at least get on the microphone and go, that was a good goal. The goaltender did not interfere, or whatever they
whatever
tell
it
you,
is.
Whatever the ruling
the explanation.
Is, they at least explain it to the nobody who's there.
Yeah.
Baseball, you've got fans
almost,
with no explanation.
It's almost like the umpires are they clearly don't want to do that, because there was talk that that was going to happen a few years ago. They just got to put it in. They got to.
Joe West's going to have to take some classes on how to speak in public.
Joe, we need you on this. Joe, we need you, Joe, we need you on this one, calls. Man. Because I believe, the president of the Umpires Union.
Is he?
So we need him on this. Joe, come on through.
Joe, you can do it,
Joe. We need you. We need you.
We love you, Cowboy. We've always been big Joe West fans, sure.
I was going to say, when did that happen?
I don't know when that happened. All right. We had our interview earlier with Alex
Pavlovich.
I don't have my sheet in front of me. But
NBC Sports Bay Area.
NBC Sports Bay Area. Padres are heading to take on the Giants in a weekend series that will determine first place in the National League West. We'll get a little scouting report on the Giants from Mr. Pavlovich. But first, we'll get a scouting report on traffic.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline is NBC Bay Area Sports. Alex Pavlovich joins us here. Gwen and Chris. Alex, how are you doing? Thanks for joining us today.
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. The Giants... coming off a tough road trip. They lose 2 of 3 to the Padres. They go to Coors Field, and the craziness of Coors Field happens. They lose 2 of 3 there. What exactly has gone wrong for this Giants ball club here in the last 6 games?
It's a couple things. I mean, as you guys saw when they were there, they haven't hit as much as they thought they would. And then really, Coors is going to get you if you have a bullpen with some holes in it, and they had kind of a classic Coors loss on Tuesday. They were an inning away from sweeping a doubleheader and gave up 6 runs in the 7th. And they've had some issues. Jake McGee hasn't been the same guy he was early in the year. And they really don't have much in the bullpen that they trust outside of Tyler Rogers. So I think that was really the main thing we saw. It's the main thing we've seen. They have 13 losses, but I mean, most of them are kind of the same story, that it was a close game and the bullpen, with the exception of Rogers and McGee the first couple of years, hasn't been very reliable.
You know, you look at the Giants, and despite their tough week, they have the best record in the entire National League. I mean, it's a crazy, crazy league right now. 500, and you got the best record in the National League. And the reasons why are all of the guys that the Giants were getting ready to get rid of at the end of this season. Buster Posey, yeah. Right? Brandon Crawford, Brandon Belt. I mean, all these guys seem to be coming through.
Longoria.
And Longoria. Thank you, Tony. I mean, they're all just crushing the baseball. And, you know, the young guys that they're kind of waiting on to come up have either been hurt or not really contributing quite as much. So the Giants have to be somewhat surprised, along with being pleased with how things have gone the first 5 weeks.
I'm glad you threw Longoria in there. He's been really, really good on both sides of the ball. And, yeah, it's those four guys have Crawford and Belt were a little bit slower in April, but they really picked it up over the last week. And it has been really Buster and Longoria for most of April were leading the way. And then the other thing is the starting pitching, which is a similar thing because it's a bunch of guys on one-year deals and guys that they probably expected to be trading in July. And they probably don't expect a whole lot of them to be here next year, but they've really been outstanding. I mean, they've been right up there, I think, with the Padres, the Dodgers, the Mets in terms of best rotation. Yeah. For the first 5 weeks, and it's not something I expected. I thought they would hit more. I thought they would pitch a little bit more poorly. So it's been really surprising the way the rotation. We even saw it last weekend. I mean, Logan Webb pitched pretty well. He just made one mistake, and DeSclafani made one mistake to Machado in the first inning, and then was lights out. So that's kind of what we've seen for most of the season.
The one thing that I think has popped up, especially it was noticeable last year, is Oracle Park is playing a lot different than it used to in the past. I mean, that place used to be a graveyard, and it just seems like now the ball is carrying better there. Has there been any conversation amongst the players there that have been there for a while noticing a little bit difference in how that stadium is playing?
There was a lot last year. I mean, that was a huge deal in the Bay Area last summer when we were watching them at home and really just seemed like they were never out of a game even at home and had some pretty high-scoring games there. I think the one thing, you know, they did move the fences in a little bit in center field and they put the new bullpens out there. The one thing that really made an impact last year, which we haven't seen so far, was the weather and the fact that they basically played the whole season in August and September September especially up here is the only time it really gets hot in the city. And so last month, you know, we go back and all of a sudden it's your typical Oracle Park where
it's freezing.
45 degrees. It feels like it's 25 degrees. The ball wasn't carrying as much. It's still a little bit more than in previous years, but it really, I think, is up to the weather and up to whether it's a day game or a night game. Friday night, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a foggy San Francisco night and it's a low-scoring game, but the days here have been really gorgeous the last couple of weeks. So Saturday it might be hot and the ball's flying.
Alex Pavlovich, NBC Bay Area Sports, talking about the first-place Giants, a spot the Padres are trying to move into this weekend when they meet the Giants for three games in San Francisco. We didn't see Mike Yastrzemski down here last weekend. Had an oblique injury. He's really an exciting young player, obviously coming off a great year. I know they're expecting him back soon. Will we see him this weekend, or do we know yet?
You should see him this weekend. He might be ready on Friday. That's maybe the most optimistic route, but they expect to activate him at some point this weekend, and I think it's either going to be Friday or Saturday that he gets back in there.
Now, in terms of this upcoming series, both starting rotations have pretty much put in place. I think the Padres have a TBA for Sunday, but it seems like these two teams that match up really well. We saw the Giants take 2 of 3 the first series. The Padres bounce back, take 2 of 3 this last series. But these two teams seem to match up pretty well.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, goes back to the rotation again and the fact that Logan Webb was able to go in there, and Darvish was better, but he was able to hang with him at least and keep him in the game. And DeSclafani, you know, he hung with Blake Snell, and he was there a little bit longer. And then I think you guys saw last Sunday what we've seen from Kevin Gausman for two seasons now. He really has taken a step, and he really is an ace, even if maybe people around the game haven't realized it yet. So they have the ability to pitch with the top two teams in the division, which is something that they were confident about in spring training, but I mean, just given some of the issues and, you know, Alex Woods made like 9 starts the last 2 years. DeSclafani was pulled out of the rotation in Cincinnati last year. So we saw Johnny Cueto and Logan Webb struggle here last year. So I don't know that any of us expected the rotation to be this good, but that's allowed him to go head to head with the Padres so far and play them even.
Are the fans in San Francisco feeling this is kind of real, or are they waiting for the other shoe to drop? Where would you say the Giant fans are right about now? Because obviously everybody thought it would be a Padre-Dodger runaway in the NL West, and the Giants are trying to make sure it's not.
I think it's a little of both. I think people were waiting for the other shoe to drop. And at the same time, I will say, you know, all Giants fans have heard for the last year is Dodgers-Padres. So they thoroughly enjoyed the last week, 10 days, and even today with the Giants at the top of the division and being there. I don't think the best thing you can do here is win. The second best thing you can do here is get ahead of the Dodgers in the standings. So just the fact that, even on Tuesday, the Dodgers got swept in a doubleheader. The Giants have a horrible loss in the second game of theirs, but I think a lot of Giants fans were still like, well, we picked up a game on them. It's May, and I know the team's not looking at it that way, but I think that has been the most enthusiastic part up here is the fact that Giants fans have been going through a rebuild for a little bit, and they're waiting for these prospects to get up here, and they're really enjoying the fact that right now they are even or even ahead of the other two teams in the division.
Giants, Padres set to start their three-game set here on tomorrow, Friday, I guess I should say, 6:45 out this way. Alex, appreciate your time, man. Appreciate you coming on. We'll catch up again soon.
Yeah, anytime, guys.
Appreciate it.
That was Alex Pavlovich on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. All right, 6:53. Winding
Hang on,
down.
Tony, I put my headphones away. I thought the show was over.
So did I, apparently, because I forgot that the interview was ending.
We would have had like 3 minutes ready of dead air right there. But you saved it. We saved it.
Yes,
right.
We did.
That
yes,
was
we
good.
Did.
All right, Giants, Padres. We got Blake Snell, tomorrow night? DeSclafani, and then 2 day games, Saturday and Sunday. So it'll be nice to have some afternoon baseball and.
There's some
San Fran.
Some sad news.
Oh,
coming.
You got the Texas story?
Yeah,
oh,
man.
My goodness.
I
saw that.
So I didn't realize that's the younger brother
of the quarterback of Texas. Sam Ellinger's the quarterback. His younger brother, Jake, is the young man who was involved here, 20 years old.
Wow.
Just sad. They found his body. I had the story up, but where was it? Near campus somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Residential Man, area near
horrible.
Campus.
It's a horrible story.
Suspicious. I don't know if they've come out with a cause.
They haven't
come out with anything yet. Can I end on an upbeat note?
Yes, please.
How about the upbeat note of the kid for the San Francisco Giants organization one eye?
Yeah, saw this.
Who survived a suicide attempt from like 5 years ago and has now made the AAA roster for the Giants? How do you do that with one eye?
Yeah.
AAA is not, that's like almost the big leagues.
I think he did a story on the player in the Players Tribune. That
Drew
Robinson.
Robinson, yeah. That's his name, yeah.
It's
an
fantastic
story.
If you get a chance to read it.
The kid must have been in a horrible spot in his life to attempt suicide, shot himself, which is, just harrowing, the most harrowing thing I can imagine. Somehow survived, lost an eye, and then got back going on baseball, and now he's made the Giants' AAA team.
That's awesome.
He's one step away from the major leagues with one eye.
He's a Fresno Grizzly?
I don't think they're in Fresno anymore. I think they're in Sacramento.
Sacramento Rivercats.
They moved to Sacramento.
That's an easier drive for them.
Well, it's a much better stadium too.
Yeah. I read the.
It's only like a 45 hour.
Man, Fresno
drive.
Was in the hood, man. Yeah. It was rough.
That was right across the street from the hotel we used to stay at when we went up there with the Gulls, and we didn't leave the hotel often.
I was about to say you were told not to be walking around by yourself.
Yeah.
All right, out to self. Don't go to Fresno.
No, you can go to Fresno, just don't stay at the hotel we stayed at.
Yeah,
okay. That's all.
Word up.
That was tough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.